It starts from ruchi, in sadhan, and at last it goes to bhav, shuddha sattva. This is in this word, sarup siddha. And after that vastu siddhi comes, then it goes in braja. And there, with gopis, with ragatmik gopis, it gradually comes to sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, ma bhav, rood, ade rood. Not here. Answer is right.
So ragamika does not begin from rag, it begins from
ragatmika. Rag never begins. It is siddha, always. There is no abhav in it. Abhav?
Lack of abhav.
Lackness of anything. Prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, everything is there. In Lalita, everything is there. In Vishakha, in Nandaka Baba, everything is there.
But I mean, one realizes his position in relation to Krishna from the point of rag or before?
Rag, in ragatmik bhakta, they are all are manifestations of Srimati Radhika. Understand? They are not sadhan siddha. No question of beginning and gradually going up. Understand? Only it is in raganuga. No in ragatmika. Everything is there. They are complete. In the face of Srimati Radhika.
So when we're doing that, generally a picture comes into mind.
Very good.
But how do we avoid kalpana?
This is not kalpana. It is coming through Yogamaya and Rupa Raghunath Das Goswami. Don't treat it as any kalpana.
But I don't know exactly what Radharani looks like.
You are only remembering the pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami, that he is praying. And by doing so, and so when the time will come, it will manifest on our heart.
So it's okay to picture it in the mind.
You can have. If we see that Raghunath Das Goswami is going to give decorate Srimati Radhika. And when he is painting her feet, she is reminding
thinking
past times of Krishna and Radhika. Oh, Krishna himself does this painting and tucks it on his head. And that painting goes on the head of Krishna. And thinking to see, becomes mad. Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami. And this comes. When we read this slope, and we become Tadatma to Raghunath Das Goswami. Tadatma, you know? As fire goes in iron and makes it fire. So when our this thought joins with Raghunath Das Goswami thoughts, try to forget your body, your everything, this, and try to see that I am the Dashi of Radhika. My everything becomes but one with Raghunath Das Goswami. then you will see that it is not kalpana.
No, it's not kalpana, but I was afraid that what's in my mind.
This will not be kalpana. If Bharat Maharaj was looking after his deer, no? And seeing where he is. It was like kalpana. But next birth he became deer. It is not kalpana. So why we thinking always and praying like so, reading the slokas of Raghunath Dosha Swami. If you are immersed in that thing, it will not become kalpana. It is coming from Swarup Shakti. All mantras, the ways and the Shakti of Swarup Shakti. So don't think it material. Thinking and thinking and thinking, if you will immerse in this, then you will be like the same.
We don't know exactly.
There is some difficulty in my telling or in English. You should learn something Hindi. Then my views will.
Before I asked you if I should learn Hindi and you said not now.
But I see that you have no time to learn Hindi.
So?
But there are some
things you cannot express in English.
In English. I cannot because I am poor knowledge. I have poor knowledge in English.
You know English much better than us.
Not in English, but in Mekan.
So I feel difficulty to give you all course. Ab Hindi rane se bas la deta, wo samajh jayegi. Us samay mein Raghunath Das Goswami mein hamara ekdam mil karke ek bhavna ho jayegi. Bas today. You have taken 1.5 hours.
You have told
me. Very good sin. Offer to deities. Offer to deities. Have to offer.
Govardhan.
Govardhan. You are okay?
Yes, thank you.
Keep it. You are okay? Do you feel interest in reaching to Raganuga Bhakti? How you feel? कल जाना है?
हाँ, 7:30 PM सुबह.
फिर उसके आदमियों को पहुंचाना अचाना सब आप ही को भार दे दिया
जी हाँ आज 3 PM से दे दिया
हाँ
आज बॉम्बे से आ रहे हैं कुछ लोग तो 3 PM उनको गाड़ी से लेना है
लेकर के फिर वृंदावन पहुंचाना है
You said when I finished reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita you could discuss a few things
so you have finished
yeah
so soon you have finished अभी 10 PM रहा है
माँ जी आप लेट बोले थे
हाँ अच्छा तो ठीक है मैं सोचता है तुम आकर के मैं अभी आया हूँ 1 घंटा हमारी प्रतीक्षा की हो अच्छा हुआ तुम देर करके आए मैं डैम्पियर में गया था अभी तुरंत अभी 1 सेकंड हुआ अभी मैं देखा जैसे तुम आई होगी बैठी होगी
मैं देखी आप बोले लेट थे इसलिए मर्जी प्रॉपर बना दिए तो कितनी चीज बनानी
है,
कितनी चीज बनानी है,
ठीक है,
कितनी चीज बनानी है
तो भी लिस्ट ले आई तो उसको तुम जितना बना सकती है तुम लोग वैसे ही बनाना।
खूब सारे लोग मिल रहे
हैं,
खूब सारे लोग मिल रहे
हैं, खूब सारे लोग
श्रृंगार बनाने के।
कौन?
जो राधा वल्लभ जी में बनाते हैं वो लड़कियाँ नहीं आएंगी तो भी बन जाएगा।
कैसे राधा वल्लभ की कौन बनाएगी?
दो लड़कियाँ
तो कैसे तुम उसको ये हुआ
आज अभी अभी घर पर आई थी
वो
आप कल बोले ना मैं बनवाऊंगा
मथुरा। He came right back and had more pastimes with the people in Raj, and then he went back to Mathura, and then it describes how then he did the Kaliya pastime again, and then again. So I don't understand. It's a new concept. I never heard that before.
All that explanations and stories are of Golok, not of here. Not of here. Understand?
Yeah.
So in Golok, all these leela comes in the repetition, but everyone knows that this is going first time. We sadhak in this world think that if anyone sees anyone, next time he doesn't want to see. But there, everything becomes new and new, especially the leelas of Krishna. When the leela comes in the repetition, everyone sees that it is quite new. Krishna is going to Mathura first time. And the Mathuravasi sees that Krishna is coming first time. This is the first time. Navayamana. There is a Sanskrit word everywhere. So everyone knows that it has never been before. Now first time did it. First time she is doing.
Is it different each time or is it the same?
It may be different. Are not different. They are seeing that this same, this is first time. If it is coming in terms so many times, then we will think that this is the same or some difference. But if all are seeing that this is the new one, never it take place. Then no question of whether it has come some difference or the same.
And I thought that all the pastimes were eternal. So now it seems like they happen again and again rather than happening eternally. Each pastime not having an end. I thought each pastime didn't have any end.
No.
Oh.
No beginning, no end.
Right.
Going on.
So if there's no beginning and no end, where is the question of repetition?
No repetition.
No time.
No repetition. All new, brand new. This is the effect of Yogamaya. She's so clever, so intelligent, so powerful, and so sweet that it also covers the intelligence of Krishna and Radhika and makes them trustful that all are new and new.
When Gopa Kumar,
Srimati Radhika has seen Krishna so many times. Just last night, she was whole night spent with Krishna. But when she went to her home in morning, and Yashoda called her, when she went, She is thinking that this is the first day that I am coming to Yashoda Bhavan. And he has never seen Krishna. She has heard the name of Krishna, but never seen Krishna. And Krishna has also not seen Radha, but he has heard that Radhika is so qualified, so beautiful, so sweet, so generous. So he is always eager to see Radhika, and Radhika is always eager to see Krishna. And when she sees Krishna, this cup does not like deers. Up, up, down, down. Let's see. Anyone seeing them or not, they have no time to watch whether anyone seeing me, that I am looking. She is testing and drinking and drinking and will drink. She has seen only first time Krishna, and Krishna also.
Say if you have the pastime of Kaliya and it's eternal, where is the question of repetition?
No. No repetition.
Yet it says in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that it happened again and again.
It is heard or known to only sadhak jeev. We are sadhak. Even we are not sadhak. Even we are not sadhak. But we are.
Trying to be sadhak.
You are sadhak, but I know that I am not even a sadhak. But you are sadhak. You are doing so much labor and so much difficulty coming here in this hot days. I am very busy here, yes. Not moving anywhere. So you are sadhak. You want to test all these things.
From you?
If you will test, this question will not arise. Because you should, you will see it in quite new. Quite new. And if it is neat new, but all things of Krishna will seem quite new. And always you will want to see and see. No questions there. All questions will be, but forget.
Gopal Kumar was addressed as a newcomer.
Have you understand my answer?
To a certain extent.
So beautiful everything and quite new. That this past tense has come again, you will never, any parikar does not quite. Even Radhika sees Krishna, testing a whole night, but yet she is seeing, I have not seen this, who is he? So beautiful.
Gopal Kumar was addressed as a newcomer, and he seemed, according to the story, that he entered when he was already...
And all other may know that he is newcomer, but Krishna treats him as he is one of their old companions.
It seems though that he didn't start by taking birth in the womb, but he just entered all of a sudden as a cowherd boy. So how is that? Is that how everybody is? You just start in the middle of a pastime?
Because you should remember that when he was not doing anything, he had taken his birth in Braja in the one womb of a gopi.
Oh, in the beginning?
In the beginning, you know, he was Govardhan Basi, and he was the son of a gopi. So what need to go again?
So that gopi was an associate of Krishna from the beginning? If that's the case, then how come he got sidetracked to Swargaloka, Indraloka, Ramaloka, Shiva?
Sanatana Goswami has shown it. But he was so fortunate that he came in the womb of a gopi. They are more and more and more lucky to have birth in Braja, these girls. So, we have to see that I have come to Braja. But they know they have come in Braja. They are Brajavasi. Their abhiman is so.
I don't understand that if he was so pure in the beginning, how he got distracted.
What?
His mind kept wanting to go back to Braj, but then he got distracted.
Who?
To different incarnations, to different planets. He became Indra, he became Brahma, he became a king. So how is it that if he took birth in the womb of a gopi and he was so pure, how is it that he...
Not so pure, but lucky.
Uh-huh.
He was certainly lucky. And he had come in second birth, Govardhan, and in the womb of a gopi. He has seen his Gurudev. Who was that Guru?
Krishna.
How lucky. But by that, aaja bhitar mein baitho. Achhe tarah se baitho. उधर में जगह नहीं है तो इधर पीछे की अपने घर में है चलिए आओ नहीं तो कोई आएगा दरवाजा से हटाएगा सो कृष्ण है अच्छा हाउ कृष्ण केम एज हिज गुरु हु ऑर्डर्ड कृष्ण राधारानी ऑर्डर्ड Krishna, go at once to Gopkumar. How fortunate is he? अब उसके लिए क्या बाकी रहा? जब कृष्ण स्वयं आए, राधा जी ने उसको भेज दिया, उसके लिए क्या बाकी रहा? But I'm telling. You are understanding? क्या कहा मतलब व्हाट रिमेन्स इफ राधिका ऑर्डर्स टू कृष्ण टू हिज डियरेस्ट एंड ही कम्स इन ए शेप ऑफ ए गुरु फॉर गोप कुमार व्हाट रिमेन्स एवरीथिंग इज कंप्लीटेड बट ये Krishna wants to show how a man can reach to Krishna. So, if Krishna wanted and Radha wanted that he should at once come to me in Golok Vrindavan, he would have gone there, certainly. But Krishna wanted that he should go step by step. And that is why he went to Indra, Brahma, Shankar Lok, then Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Dwarka, and there are two things, two ways. Shabda. Shabda means at once. And another is step by step, Kram Mukti. He, Sanatana Goswami wanted to show us that cannot go direct and at once. We'll have to do something, sadhana. By sadhana, he'll have to take so many births. So he took births. And gradually, sometimes having his Guru Darshan. Understanding? Taking the Darshan. Darshan
means? Darshan means Darshan.
Darshan?
Seeing.
Darshan. Going gradually. And testing each thing. How bitter or how sweet are these? We think that Swarga is so beautiful, so sweet. No death and birth there. Always happiness. Always with Aspara and Devata are there. So beautiful garden, Nandan Kanan is there. And to drink, Amrit is there. No death, no birth, no change. Always beautiful Sukumari, Kishori and Kishore. No? No difficulty, no old age, no rogue, nothing. He went there, but saw that everything was upset in Swarga. He saw that Bali Maharaj invaded him and he has to left Nandan Kanan, his wife, everything, and for thousands and lakhs of years. He went in hide to himself in Mansarovar in Kamal, lotus. And Brahmahatya was searching her. Vritrasur birth. And he was going here and there. He left his wife, his children, his kingdom, his everything. How thankful for him. We all come to this. Do you want water? You are drinking water.
More than water.
Then he went to Brahma. No? All respect Brahma. He tested Brahmapada. Oh, I will not be for a moment Brahma. He tested. And conclusion was this. This is most worst thing. Always going something difficulties here, there. Sometimes Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakacharya invited him. Sometimes he came to Braja and he had some difficulty created for Krishna. And Krishna became unpleasant to him. Then he was so much sorrowful and always engaged in worldly creation. He saw that I have no time to do bhajan, like myself. I cannot do bhajan because so many comes. And I cannot do bhajan.
At least we're not asking you about worldly creation.
Hmm?
We don't ask you about worldly creation.
This is also creation I'm doing.
Not worldly.
So then he tested Brahmapad. I will not be Brahma for a moment. Then he crossed this 8 divisions of material surroundings. Understand? Then he came to again to this one. Now this worldly physical body cannot go across Birja. Understand this? No worldly thing. no worldly body. ठीक है
कपूर आया था कपूर महेंद्र
महेंद्र तो नहीं आया
नहीं आया
तुम उसकी मौसी है ना ठीक आज तो नहीं आया आने के बाद थी क्या
नहीं मैंने देखा था तुम क्या आया
हो कल तो उसको देखा था वो तुम्हारी लड़की है
नहीं बहन की लड़की
और ये चश्मे वाली
ये अपनी
Then, any physical body cannot go across. So he will not go. Now, by chanting that mantra, Gopal mantra, and coming into Vrindavan, and by seeing his Gurudev, by doing so, he became so that this worldly body stopped here. He left that body. And real Sarupagat Gop Kumar replaced him. But anyone cannot could not see. Because both were in seeing same, but not same. One was mortal and another was
immortal.
By the grace of Krishna and Guru. Because his Guru and Krishna were same. And the mantra was also same. Aprakrita. Aprakrita, you know?
Is that the same mantra we have, the sixth mantra of the Gayatri, or is it different? Is that the same sixth mantra of the Gayatri that we say? The Gopal mantra, is that?
Gopal mantra.
Is that clean Krishnaya Govindaya? Is that the same?
Yes. But anyone cannot have the result, fruit, in one day or 2 days or in some days. He has to do for several lakhs and lakhs of years. So he becomes. We want that in a moment we should be like so. Go on. Whole day and night, doing nothing, no drink, no eating, nothing, no katha to anyone, like this. And if Guru Mercy is there, then it will be like Narada, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Rupsanatha. It will take time. Whether it will take time or not, but we will have to like fish. Fish, you know, if it will be separated from water, how they will do? So far Krishna we should do like this, then mantra will sit. Then that spiritual body went there. We see that by the same body he reached, see, he entered in Golok Vrindavan. But now you understand that his physical body, when crossing Birja, it became by the grace of the immortal. And after Birja, no mantra, nothing. Only chanting Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Mukunda, Govinda He Nanda Krishora Krishna, Hasi Jasoda, Tanaya Prasida, Sri Vallabhi Jeevan Radhikesa. That Gayatri also comes in it. Gopal mantra. Also included in this name, Vallabhi Jeevan Radhikesa. So by this,
where is this mantra?
In you have not read Brihad Bhagavatam.
This this Prabhupada, I don't know.
Everything is there.
Towards the end, I think in the sixth chapter of the second part, the gopi's madness is described, like when they tried to stop the chariot.
Mm-hmm.
When a crore came and the gopis tried to stop the chariot, etc. So when the gopis are in the state of madness, what is the service that the Manjaris have for the Radharani and her sakis? What service?
Some Manjaris are fanning. Some are waking her, some are looking after her, some are weeping, some are doing
I described that Uddhava...
They are telling to Radhika, Krishna is not gone. He is here with you. When Radhika is in not sense, they are telling Radhika, how you are with you? Hare Krishna is with you, he is standing behind you. Then Srimati Radhika wakes up. Where Krishna? Where Krishna? Then they tell that still he was here. He has hid himself in a kunja. Let us go and see.
Do they see him?
Eh?
Do the Manjari see him then? The
Manjari are telling her.
But are they seeing Krishna in the kunja?
That's very...
They're just saying.
Anyhow, they are giving consolation and so that she may not be so weep and so...
Some means to make her...
So they are telling. Anyhow, they have kept Srimati Radhika alive for whole time unless Krishna returns again by saying so.
It's described that Uddhava was happy with transcendental envy towards Radharani and the gopis. What is this transcendental envy?
What again?
It's stated that Uddhava was happy with transcendental envy.
Transcendental?
Envy.
Vesh.
Towards the gopis because their love was so great. What is this transcendental dvesh?
I could not
transcendental
understand.
Envy.
Envy.
Dvesh.
Dvesh.
Towards the gopis, Uddhava.
To that dvesh.
Yes.
Where?
Brihad Bhagavatamrita says he was happy.
Apricot.
With happy.
When he was happy?
Huh? With transcendental envy towards the gopis because they got the real mercy. Narada came to him and said, you are the object of Krishna's mercy. Uddhava said, no, the gopis are the object of Krishna's mercy. So it says that he was happy with transcendental envy. So what is this transcendental envy?
Envy here means this is a kind of love. No? There everything is Mahabhav, Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag. In Man, here, it is Dvesh, envy. But there is no envy. Uddhav has envy with gopis, that gopis has so much love, affection of Krishna. Krishna is affectionate. Whether I am so much far away from Krishna affection. So envy comes, where comes? When I see that he is more lucky than me, that envy comes. Without seeing that I am not a dust and gopis are like Himalayan mountain. They have so much affection of love. Krishna loves them. There are two what? there are two wives of a man. That person is loving more to one. What should another do? That is called dvesha. Krishna loves also Uddhava. Krishna also loves Gopi. But Gopi akhanda whole. And now when he returns from Vrindavan, he is upset. At first he used to know that I am best and most superior of Krishna Bhakta. Now he says that, oh, I am not even dust of prem. So now he is angry. It is good. I envy you all. Why? I have no sadhana bhajan as you have. You are coming in so hot weather, having so many difficulties. If ISKCON persons will know that they are going daily to Maharaj, I will tell them that all they go to come to me.
Then we will have to move here.
Huh?
Then we'll move in.
But yet you are coming. So I envy you all. I have no Krishna love as you have.
At the very end of the book, it's stated that Sukadeva Goswami very easily talks about the queens in Dwarka. But he doesn't mention Radha, because then a fire will come from within him, which comes from the fire that they're always burning in. So in Krishna Loka, who is Sukadeva Goswami? He must have some position very close to Radha. What is that position?
We hear the parrot of Srimati Radhika there, always with Radhika, in the hands of Krishna, Radhika. Always she used to chant that parrot, Krishna, Krishna, and he used to do like some sweet voice of Radhika, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna cannot differentiate that she is Radhika, these words are of Radhika or of this parrot. Very lovely parrot of
Sindhu. We also hear that Madhavendra Puri was a Kalpa Vriksha tree. There's a Kalpa Vriksha tree in Krishna Loka. Is that true? Sometimes we hear it in our classes.
Prem Kalpa Taru. Prem Kalpataru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prem Kalpataru. And he is what?
Sprouts.
Kintu that should be Prem Kalpataru, not only Kalpataru. If you tell Kalpataru, then it is of only heaven, Nandan Kanan. But this Prem Kalpataru is of Golok Vrindavan.
So is he a tree in Goloka Vrindavan?
Eh?
Does he have a ras as a tree in Goloka Vrindavan?
No.
That's what we hear.
It is for example to make full persons and very mota buddhi.
Thick head, thick intelligence.
Thick intelligent persons, agyani, ignorant person. For them it has been told.
So who is he in Krishna Loka?
Who is
Madhavendra Puri?
Oh, Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was a sadhak person. He had done sadhan for Krishna Prem.
But I mean, in Krishna Loka, who is he?
Whether he has reached there or not, who knows? He was a sadhak, we know. And he may be had siddha, he may be siddha. But after that, we have not searched who was Madhvendra before. We'll have to search and see whether it is written in Krishna.
Purukona Deshi Dipika.
I will have to see.
Says he was a cup of Riksha tree.
He was.
That's what it says in there.
There every tree is a cup of Riksha. Every. Bubble tree, you know?
Yes.
Also cup of Riksha.
Here or there?
There, there.
Here?
Your bubble is will pinch you.
10 minutes more.
Hurry up.
It seems to be stated that in the translation that Sanatana Goswami says that Lord Brahma has a white beard. But that Lord Brahma has a white beard. But Prabhupada wrote to me, our Prabhupada, that he has no beard or mustache. He's just young and beautiful. So what is the real situation?
It has been told that he was so long life man for this. If anywhere it has been written, only to indicate that he has long life person. And if he has beard, no harm. If he is unbearded,
no.
It is so good. We will not quarrel for
beard or not beard.
We will have to Krishna prema. If with beard comes, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that everything should be clear. You are in favor. You are always clear.
Also this.
In your translation of the Jiva Dharma, you talk about that those who follow Raganuga Bhakti go to Krishna Braj Leela, and those who go through Vaidhi Bhakti go to Vaikuntha. But even to go to Vaikuntha, don't you need greed for reaching a Lord's feet? Because that's also a frame, isn't it?
It will be frame. But a seed of bubble tree, you know?
Has big thorns, you see it everywhere on the side
of it. It may have fruit, no? But it will not give mango. Mango tree only, yeah, mango seed will give mango fruits. No? So that greed of Braja Bhav will produce that thing, Braja. Otherwise anything up to Dwarka, Mathura will not produce Braja Prem.
But don't they have to have some kind of greed to at least reach the Lord's service?
It may be. Certain.
So the difference is that it's...
Because after Nishta, there will come Ruchi. Ruchi is called some type, the same as greed. No?
Mm-hmm.
So this Ruchi comes as Asakti. Mm-hmm. greed will also grow up to asakti, and then asakti will grow to bhava. Same thing. But one is mango, one is bubble. It will lead to Vaikuntha, and one will lead to Vraja.
Also in the same place you say that Ragamayi Bhakti is following the Ragamika Bhaktas of Braj. So the stage of Rag comes after Pranaya in praying. So does that mean that Sneha, Man and Pranaya are not in Braj, but only Rag, Anurag, Bhav and Mahabhav are in Braj, or what is the meaning of that?
Could not understand.
Ragmayi.
Ragmayi Bhakti
is following the Ragatmika Bhaktis of Braj.
Ragatmika Bhakti. Raganuga follows Ragatmika or Ragmayi. Ragmayi and Ragatmika both are same. Only words are.
Right.
So Raganuga follows Ragmayi or Ragatmika. This is true.
So Ragatmika starts with the stage of Rag in praying, or it's also Sneha, Man and Pranaya are also Ragatmika.
In Ragatmika everything is there.